The historic Wheeler Stollard Museum on Aspen's West End is home for the exhibit called Seasons of the Nooch, Transitions of the Ute People. Nina Gabbianelli is giving today's tour. She's Vice President of Programming and Education at the Aspen Historical Society. She says at one time, the Ute Nation included seven tribes across parts of Colorado, Utah, Wyoming, and New Mexico.
What this exhibit does is actually talks about the transitions they've gone through from pre-contact to the early contact years with the Spanish and trappers and such, and then with the early removal of them from Colorado, and now their lives today.
The exhibit weaves through the upper floor of the museum. You walk by black and white photographs, written timelines, and several artifacts. The exhibit opened in 2012 and has won two national and one regional award for its leadership in history. Now, 15 new artifacts are on display. Gabbianelli points to a decorative rawhide parflesh bag.
We just put this new piece into the exhibit.
In the summer, when the tribe was hunting in the Roaring Fork Valley, they would use the bag to carry just about anything.
Sometimes the bags are flat, and sometimes they were round. To be able to carry, everything that you need for a season.
So their version of a grocery bag,
maybe. Exactly. And it would have, dried fruit. They would take the berries and the nuts and such that they could harvest would be dried. The meat from the animals that they would dry as well or jerk.
The Utes moved out of the valley and southwest in the winter to warmer climates. Another artifact on display is a musical instrument used in the bear dance to celebrate the coming of spring. It's a notched-out piece of wood called a growler.
Perhaps played with a bone or another piece of wood a long time ago. Now they use an axe handle and a metal pipe to make a little more noise, but the noise is a brr, brr, grr, brr, grr, 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 like the sound of a bear growling.
These cultural traditions are not well known in our region, where very few Ute Indians now live. In the late 1800s, they were forced from their territory onto three reservations in Utah and in southern Colorado. In the ensuing years, they were stripped of their traditions. Then in 1924, the U.S. government finally recognized Native people as citizens. Gabbianelli says the exhibit is key in telling all of Aspen's story.
We are a 51-now-year-old organization, and this is the first time we've done a Native Peoples exhibit that I know of. But we really thought it was the timing was right also in that, there are enough people that are willing to share with us their story. What I'm grateful for is that there are some people who are willing to share their stories and are willing to share their wisdom and are willing to help us bridge the gap by educating our children now.
The exhibit was extended through spring of 2015, and it's open year-round. The new artifacts are on loan from Colorado's Historical Society, as well as the Museum of Northwest Colorado in Craig. Marcy Grevenen, Aspen Public Radio News.